This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Ever wonder how to unlock luxury travel without the luxury price tag? Well, in this episode, I sit down with Zach Hood, the founder of one of the top apps in the points and miles world, Travel Freely. From his incredible proposal story in southern France to the nine-month family adventure spanning Australia, New Zealand, and beyond, Zach shares how Points and Miles has transformed his travel dreams into reality. Learn how this free app simplifies the game for beginners and seasoned travelers alike, why it's the most trusted tool in the Points and Miles community, and how Zach's unique approach to helping users maximize their benefits sets Travel Freely apart. Tune in and hear how Zach's Travel Freely app can help you revolutionize your own journeys.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch, and today I am exceptionally excited because we have an amazing guest who you might not know his name, but you absolutely have heard of what he's created. And this is Zach Hood, and he is the founder and creator of the Travel Freely app. Welcome, 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 Zach.
Thanks, DeAndre. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Zach. You know, the fact that you've created such an amazing app is understated because I truly believe that in the space of points and miles, you have probably the number one most talked about and most recommended app for anyone that's in this space, anyone that's in this game, whether you're a day one individual, you've been doing this for 5 years, 8 to 10 like myself, or even someone that goes farther back. Everyone knows about this app, and it is a game changer in helping people in the points and miles world. So we're absolutely going to talk about the benefits and the app and what it does for those who may not be familiar. But before we get into that, I want to get some background on you. Where are you in the world? Where are you from? And how did you get into the points and miles world in general?
Yeah, all good questions. You know, I think pretty similar to most people, I started really slowly in points and miles and wanted to kind of get my head around what it was and didn't have too many other friends doing it at the time. But to answer the question where I'm from, I currently live in Denver with my wife and a 2-year-old daughter and 6-year-old boy. We've been here, well, my wife and I have been here about 10 years. The others have been here 2 and 6. And then we're both originally from Nashville, Tennessee, where we grew up. And yeah, in terms of getting started with points and miles, that was back when I was in Nashville. I was just out of college and looking at how to travel basically without a whole lot of money. I had read some Dave Ramsey books, which most people know who he is, but for the most part, he really, really does not like credit cards. And there wasn't a whole lot of personal finance education out there, I think at least like relatable for younger people then. And so like I was reading his books and kind of trying to follow what his, you know, best strategy was financially. And there's a lot of good stuff, but Along those lines, I ended up had an intersection dilemma that happened, which has a little bit of a backstory, but it's pretty cool. Points and miles origin story, if you will. Let's see, backtrack about 5-6 years before that. Actually, sorry, way more, 8-9 years. I had the chance to play tennis tournaments in southern France. Used to be a junior tennis player, then played in college a few years and had this really cool experience. One of the first like huge, big cultural experiences of my younger life. And at the end of that trip, I've found myself at the top of this, the old part of the town and this old city on the Italian border that overlooked the Mediterranean and like the mountains and the hillside. Just had this voice that said, this is where you're going to propose one day. And so that was like a shocker to the system. It was a really beautiful spot, but I had not even had like a longtime girlfriend at the time when I had that. But that was like so integrated in me from that moment. And fast forward several years after, so after college, a few years after starting to date my wife now more seriously, getting to the point of like trying to figure out if we're going to get engaged and where. And you know, I think a lot of my friends are just the whole part of that was having a surprise and a good story and all that. And of course, like the Southern France came back to me, but I was working as like an intern in my old high school, very low income, when I got an email from a friend who he had gotten this credit card offer and got 100,000 miles, and I clicked on it and it said it was good for 2 round-trip tickets to Europe. And I had very little knowledge of any points and miles at the time, but this guy was definitely the one friend that found a lot of deals, and he was pretty savvy financially, trusted kind of his ability to assess situations. But I still had that Dave Ramsey in me and was like, that's cool, but there's no way that's true. There's no way that's actually real. There's got to be fees. There's got to be like overtime, you end up paying for it kind of thing. So a few days later, he emailed me a screenshot of his account with 100,000 miles and said, this is what happens. Literally just put my monthly expenses on it, and then I got these miles. And so talked to him a little bit more, jumped into it. Ended up getting that card with a $2,000 spending requirement in the first 3 months, was able to hit that and got those miles in the account. And long story short, my wife and I got engaged in Southern France in that spot, thanks to points and miles. And so I came back from that trip just like really amazed at how that actually happened and how easy it was to earn one bonus and get this round trip ticket when I thought I'd be having to spend, you know, years and years on some kind of car to accumulate that. So that was the beginning of it for me. And I definitely was kind of like taken back and had to continue to do some research. Like, what is this credit score thing? What does this mean for me? All that kind of stuff. I had actually called and canceled my first credit card that my mom got for me from a credit union when I was a freshman in college previously, because I had read Dave Ramsey and thought that was bad to have a card. If I could talk to myself right now, had a time machine, I definitely would have kept that card open. But that, you know, that hurt several years of credit history and had to restart it. But anyway, that was my start. It was definitely a mixture of stress and nerves of just actually getting a credit card and then seeing if it was actually true to get the points and miles.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you mentioned Dave Ramsey, because as a financial advisor, right, being in the space of financial planning, in the thousands of meetings I've had over the last 10 plus years, I've had plenty of people that, of course, have talked about Dave Ramsey. And it's funny, so many financial advisors would disagree on so many of Dave Ramsey's points. Now, some of them are very good, I will point out, especially on debt payoff. Some of them are really good, but some of them are very far left field. And it wasn't until I got into the points and miles space that I found another group of people that completely disagreed with Dave Ramsey, which I think is absolutely hilarious there. So I can absolutely understand that, you know, he had to make a little bit of a pivot from there. So that was your start in points and miles. What inspired you to create the Travel Freely app? And actually, you know, before we get to the inspiration, can you explain what is the Travel Freely app? What is it about? What does it do?
Sure. Travel Freely is the app is meant to be the easiest way to get started with points and miles and the easiest way to keep going. So if you're an absolute beginner, we want to teach you how to get started in the easiest way possible, not overwhelm or overload you with too much information. But then if you have gotten started, like you mentioned, if you're a beginner with a couple cards or you've been doing it for a long time, we want to be able to allow you to automate, put a lot of details and logistics on autopilot so that you can just get alerts to the relevant information, know what cards to get next, and go from there. So it's meant to be not too intrusive into your life, but in terms of just getting started and learning, meant for like the everyday busy person who maybe doesn't want to go crazy on watching or reading tons and tons of content, but wants to maximize what I think are really, really easy tricks and tips to get started and get a ton of value without spending a ton of time. So the app is kind of all rolled into one, trying to teach you how to get started and the top tips and tricks, and then how to keep going, you know, stay organized and not get overwhelmed by that process.
So what inspired you to create this? Because it's very clear that there's a need in this space. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to be the one to go on this adventure and do this?
It was very much like a seed of an idea that just kind of kept growing little by little. I mean, there's, you know, maybe a couple light bulb moments, tipping points there. When I got started, there were, I think, only a handful of blogs that you kind of needed to read and put together your own kind of beginner get started guide and figure out what you can learn and what's too advanced. And then a few years after that, as my wife and I were taking trips, she was a nonprofit worker. I was a teacher. Then we were in grad school and we were taking these really cool trips, staying at really nice places. And just that, you know, honeymoon phase of the points and miles, like just kept going on forever and ever. And people were asking, you know, how are you doing this? Because we know your jobs and we know like you're even in grad school at some point. And so at that time, that was probably like 2016, 17. There's still social media is not crazy with talking about this kind of stuff. And there's a lot of skepticism still. And so people were wondering like how to do this, but they were unsure. And so I kept having the same conversations with people trying to help them. And originally just started a small kind of consulting service on the side of my teaching job to help people one-on-one, kind of give them the overview, answer questions, help them see what's possible, have them set some goals and walk with them through it. I'm a huge introvert, except when it comes to kids and working with like students or coaching. And so that really didn't go very well, having to like spend so much time around people, especially after teaching school. And so I kind of had come to this point where I knew that there was this kind of cool, fun, secret knowledge I had, but it was kind of shoring up in terms of my time and energy. And it wasn't until like I gave a talk actually to like one of my financial planner friends. They had like a fun alternative education day downtown Denver where they had speakers of all different kinds come in. And he was like, hey, you need to come talk about this points and miles thing and what you've been able to do. And I was kind of ready to dial it down at that point. And there were about 80 people in the audience. I kind of gave the talk that I'd given to people one-on-one, and the whole room was just lit up. Like as a teacher, I could, you know, be in tune with knowing their reactions and their interest level, sometimes confusion because I didn't quite know how much information to share at the time. But afterwards, everybody coming up wanting to know more, talk about cards, talk about how to get to their dream trips. And so that was when the idea that this could be something different than just a one-on-one thing, and this could reach a lot of people if it was, you know, basically a software or something that was able to be shared with a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of the lessons and the tips and the conversations I was having one-on-one were pretty much similar to one another. And so it felt like I could, I don't think the word content creator even existed at the time. It was more like I'm a teacher. I could create some videos. I could write some articles and share this and see if it resonates with people. And then that was kind of the education part. And then the question I would get asked a lot as I would like explain how to get started and what to do was like, well, how do you stay organized and how do you keep going? Because that was a worry and a stressor for people of like, okay, some of these cards have annual fees, they have bonuses you have to hit. And I just don't think after like getting one card or two cards, I can manage that, keep up with that. And busy everyday person who has a lot of other things going on, other hobbies and things like that. So I kept getting stuck on that because it was like, you know, well, there's some spreadsheets out there. And that was kind of a half recommendation because I hated spreadsheets and I wasn't good at like maintaining my own spreadsheet. As soon as, you know, I'd update it, I'd forget to update it. So it was always out of date and I couldn't rely on the information. So that part was like, okay, this could be like a software that could end up being something that organizes each person way beyond a spreadsheet. And it could do some fun things at particular times where you get an alert that something's coming up, give you advice, help you sure you understand your options, kind of some steps on what to do or not do, and go from there. So instead of reading some really cool blog post one day and needing to retain it for the next 9 months for when that time came to use that specific advice, we will just send you an email and give that advice at the right time. So little things like that came to mind, and definitely took a ton of work, and I had no background with coding or development whatsoever. So that was a bit hilarious as well, that this big idea that I had was based on complete lack of understanding and a really important aspect of it. So, but little by little, I think my lack of that world actually helped, because I was trying to create this as a regular person instead of putting tons of bells and whistles on it that people may or may not want, but I thought was cool from a tech standpoint. So that was a very slow beginning, but it was really fun to start to see similar things happen on a little bit more of a scale that I was able to see with my one-on-one conversations. And it was really weird at first to like get an email and be like, hey, I just read through this. This is so cool. I have a question about this. And I was like, this is exactly what happened when I was talking to people in person. But now this is like happening, you know, way more times than just the ability to sit down with somebody face to face. So that was how it really came about. And then try to keep that front and center with the app to be like, what if you were trying to help your friend get started and they're busy and they don't want to know everything, but they also want to get going and they want to stay organized. So that was the background of how it got started. And then even to this day, is still trying to kind of keep all those things in mind to help the busy everyday person.
Well, Zach, I appreciate you going through that background, but you've created this amazing app. It's super popular. Like I said, I don't have the actual statistics and the points and miles specific app genre, but I'm pretty sure it's number one because it's the one that everyone talks about. What do you charge? How much does it cost to use the app and to use the help that you guys are providing?
Well, thanks for the softball question there. We don't charge anything. I think from early on, just literally from a ease of operation and having a business standpoint, or I thought about doing like a premium subscription or something, because a lot of people do that. And somebody who was kind of mentoring me in business was like, well, you're going to have to set up a payment thing. And then how are you going to handle refunds? And how are you going to do this? And literally in my mind, it was like, I've got to teach PE and I've got to go like plan lessons. I don't have time to like talk to people about refunds. And so I just decided not to do it from that early beginning. And then I think hand in hand with that was just allowing more people to be able to try it and not worry about if there was a cost that would keep them from that. And the obvious next question is like, well, how do we make any money? That's been the fun part, in that there are credit card affiliate links through the banks, through affiliate networks that, you know, a lot of sites like ours have, and we can earn commissions off credit card signups that our users make when they sign up for a card. And the win-win is that we get paid from the affiliate network and the Travel Freely member doesn't have to, we call them members, but there's not a membership fee. They don't have to pay anything. You know, on top of that, I think having been a teacher, wanting to help a lot of people and realizing we're in it for the long run, I always benefited from blogs and sites and friends that helped me see the best offers that were available. Sometimes when I couldn't see or find them myself, and then get an email like, hey, this link for this card is actually higher if you use it than the offer for, you know, going straight to the bank or something, bank website. And so I wanted to keep that going with the Travel Freely users and community. And so we do earn commissions on a lot of cards, but if there's ever an offer that is better than the affiliate offer, we'll post that, we'll use that as our link to recommend. And so there's a balance of the costs there, but the hope is that if someone gets a great offer on a card, they realize we gave them the best offer, and the next time they want to get a card or have a friend that needs one, they'd recommend us because they know we're looking out for them, as opposed to, you know, the bigger corporate sites out there that are just working the advertising and trying to get the next customer to come in and grab the card that they want them to get for the commission or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's the one thing. Well, you guys do a lot of good things. I think that's one of the biggest things that you guys do that really separates you from pretty much every other site in this space, in this industry. Because you will literally, as you said, replace a link that would have been your affiliate, you would have received compensation for someone clicking that and signing up for a card, and provide them with a better link that pays you absolutely nothing, but it's the better thing for your members. And that really speaks, I know we talked a little bit about this off air before we started recording, but that speaks a lot to how we have run, or I've run our financial planning practice, right? It's what's doing and what's the best interest of your client. And I know you mentioned, well, you know, yeah, advisors, that's what they're supposed to do. But of course, not all advisors are created equal. And the same thing in the points and miles space, not all of these other sites and blogs are created equal, where they're looking out for the client, for the member in your case. So I think that's absolutely fantastic what you guys have done there. Zach, can you explain in a little bit more detail? You've touched on it a little bit, but for someone that has never downloaded the app, and hopefully everyone after this podcast does, what can someone expect? You already mentioned a couple things, like they can get an email, they can get an alert, but can you talk through the features of the app in a little bit more detail? Because I think it's really important to point out what your app is actually providing to those in the points of mile space.
There's a get started portion that's pretty important and kind of assumes that you don't know anything about points of miles. And if you choose that you're a beginner, we'll go ahead and put you in that category so that as soon as you sign up, you'll start getting some content, some emails, videos, some things inside the app that you can go ahead and start learning of, you know, if I had 20, 30, 45 minutes with you one-on-one, here are the things I would want to share most importantly about points and miles. So that starts things off, set the foundation for here's what you need to know. Here's what's important. Some caveats. I know we talked before about being financially responsible, like try to do that up front. If you're not financially responsible, go away, go find inner peace on your financial responsibility, then come back. We don't want anyone to be like not in a good place there. So getting your footing in the whole points and miles world. And some people think they know a lot about points and miles, and normally they have a lot of blind spots, or they have big ones. They realize they missed out on a ton of points. And so try to encourage people to get started learning the basics and some of the cool light bulb moments that you probably don't know if you're just starting with points and miles. And then alongside that, there's kind of a more tech onboarding side where you're going to add the any credit cards that you currently have, like the names and the dates that you open them. And then we're able to start tracking those if they have annual fees, if they, you know, are recent cards you got and they have a bonus deadline coming up, we'll start tracking those with a few other kind of key areas of the perks and benefits of the card that you can see. And then alongside that, we have a recommendations portion of it called the Card Genie, which is meant to help you see like what the next best card offers are for you. And we rank the cards based on sort of the beginner's best experience, the most valuable, flexible kind of points and miles. But we list a lot so that you can kind of see what are the top offers right now and what are the most interesting ones to you. And within that recommendation, we have the application rules for the banks. So a lot of people listening to this probably aren't fully aware that there's different rules for different cards. Sometimes within a bank, there's multiple rules. But if you already have a card from a certain family or you've had the same card previously, you might not be eligible to get another card. So our recommendation feature has that built into it. And so it will only show the cards that you're eligible for, which is not explained super at length. It's really just meant to like, if you see the offer, you should be eligible for it, as opposed to going to other sites where you just see a list of cards or advertisements. And you know, you may apply and get denied and have no idea and be like, well, you actually weren't eligible for that card, but that advertisement didn't know that. So we're trying to be more sophisticated with what your next best card would be, and tying in like cool extra tips to that. Like if you're a couple, you both can get the same exact card because you have separate credit profiles. So we'll try to show that. And then also in the world of business cards are huge, and basically anybody with a business of any size is eligible for a business card, compared to, you know, what I thought previous, like a big corporation is the only one that could get a business card. So there's things like that you maybe learn with our education and content, but then kind of experientially you'll see like, well, why am I getting a recommendation for this? I'm probably not eligible, but then we'll show you that you probably are and help you learn that. And so those are the two kind of main features. And then within those, there's alerts and notifications when you have a annual fee coming up, a bonus deadline. There's, you know, ways that we call that out and have like a task list and calendar of what's coming up, so that it's basically, you know, what do I need to know now? And then when the time comes, we'll let you know if an annual fee or bonus is coming up with some advice on what to do, because you have some options. And a lot of those would come notifications from the app or email. And then the app itself is actually a web app and a mobile app for iOS and Google Play Store. So, and they sync across. So you could, if you're on your computer all the time, you could just use the web app. If you're on your phone all the time, you could just use the mobile app, but you can use both based on your preference and scenario. So that's kind of a cool thing, because there's different people that do everything on their phone, and there's others that are, you know, working, have a computer open all day and want to look at things on a bigger screen. So there's both of those. Then there, you know, some of the other more subtle things are just having some tracking of your current cards, of how many annual fees are coming up or bonus deadlines. There's the 524 rule in terms of how many cards you've gotten in the last 24 months. We'll track that. So that was one thing I could never get right on my own. And so we'll just track that straight up, and you just see the number and know what it is. And that's included in understanding what your next best offers are. The other kind of fun part of the app is that you can choose some travel goals from some photos and make note about, you know, where you actually want to go, and have that in front of you for motivation, that this is really not about earning points and miles. This is about going to cool places and traveling. And that's the whole goal of this. So trying to keep you focused on, kind of my teacher coaching background is like, focus on, you know, what the fun part is, what the cool goal is, which is that travel.
Yeah, the education that you've brought into it is super helpful. And I know a lot of the ways that I use it myself, you've already touched on, but just to reiterate a few of those things. One, the 524 rule, which we know is primarily tied to Chase, which is how many cards have you opened, personal cards specifically, you've opened in a 24-month period. Typically, you can't go over five. Tracking that, like you said, is really important, because someone that may have not been in the points and miles space and been tracking that, they could have a few of the Chase cards already in play and not know that they're not eligible to get another one until that first one hits that 25th month, essentially, right? So getting an alert, knowing I can go into the app right now and I can check today what is my 524 status and what's Terrence's 524 status to know where we are in that game. And then as far as the annual fees and the bonuses, that's really helpful as well, because when you get a card and it says you have 3 months to hit a certain spend, you guys provide reminders to say, hey, make sure you're about to hit this spend. This bonus deadline is going to happen. Because I see in blogs and in forums and on Reddit where people said, oh man, I missed my spend. I thought I was going to be there, XYZ. And there's really not much ramification or things that they can do. And then the biggest thing on the organization piece, you said tracking that annual fee, right? Because when, especially as you build and you play this game, essentially, you start adding in all these different cards, points, and so many different platforms, it's really easy to have annual fee after annual fee after annual fee, and having a strategy of when to downgrade, which you provide advice on. So you do a lot of really great things with this tool that I think is really helpful for the listeners to know that this is something that from day one should be in your repertoire when it comes to points and miles. Now, my question for you, Zach, is how does it know when your Amex bonus is going to hit or your Capital One bonus is going to hit? Are you requiring them to connect and with their Amex accounts and Capital Ones? Do they have to provide your logins like a lot of other sites do?
Yeah, so we don't really require any of that. You know, so the app itself is free, so you're not paying anything or using a credit card. And then when you're loading up your cards on our My Cards page, you're just adding the name of the card and the date that you opened it. And then we basically can auto-populate the rest of the information, because we know what the offer is, we know what the annual fee is, we know the perks and the benefits. You don't have to add any of that kind of stuff. And then sometimes a card might have a couple different offers or something like that, and you can go in there and customize it if you note that it's a little bit different. But that's how we do that. And, you know, over the time, we've taken a look at adding some integrations into the banks using some of the sophisticated tech kind of stuff. And I have never felt super comfortable doing that, because safety and security is pretty much one of the main questions people ask about. And as safe and secure as those kind of providers and connectors and integrators seem to be, I would not want something to happen as a result of our app to somebody. And I don't have a reason to think that those things aren't safe, but I'd rather just not. Well, to put it another way, I haven't seen a great reason for why we would need to do that. And I've only seen a few extra challenges there of like, if stuff doesn't sync correctly, if it's having trouble connecting, if one bank just totally wipes out all the cards, or if you can't add your partner or business or something like that. So it was just like, always go down a few different steps there and just be like, this isn't, I think, beneficial for the most people. You know, some of the stuff of like being able to populate your spending you know, there's that, but I'm also, I don't love the fact that the users are giving permission to these companies to kind of go in and grab that data, and who knows what they're doing with it to make money as well. But all that to say, even I think the banking portals themselves have gotten way better in recent years of just tracking that stuff for you. So if you're not exactly sure where you are exactly with that bonus spending, normally most of those portals now will bring that up to you. So yeah, it's meant to be as user-friendly as possible, but to be as helpful as possible. So we don't ask to connect those logins, and just don't mess with that, basically.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow Points and Miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode.
So, Zach, I want to talk a little bit more beyond just the app and talk more about the Travel Freely community, because what you have built has expanded dramatically, right? When you become a member, when you sign up again, it's free. You start getting the newsletter and the emails and the, hey, look at this card that's coming out, which great updates that you guys provide. I want to talk through a couple things. We already talked about your affiliate link, so we won't go back to there, but let's talk about the blog and let's talk about the success stories. And I don't want to say the blog because it's a lot bigger than that. You guys provide some really cool travel advice and travel stories in general, but then also success stories of people that have done the points and miles game. They've used your recommendations and they've had incredible trips. Can you speak to just kind of what you guys have built from a community standpoint?
Yeah, I think in many ways we're just getting started with a lot of that in terms of what the potential is, but it has been really, really fun to see what everybody is able to do with points and miles for their different goals and purposes. The success stories I felt like was a really fun way to bring people together to understand like what other Travel Freely members are doing, but to also inspire new beginners all the time that like this is actually possible. These people are just like you. Here's their story. That's always been a huge part of it, to help encourage people to get started, keep going, to dream about what's possible, get ideas, all those kind of things. And, you know, the success stories have ranged far and wide. A lot of our focus with the first things you see about Travel Freely is really like the big bucket list, amazing travels that you could do that you maybe never thought you could, but there's everything in between. So lots of people that have gone to Greece and jumped on business class flights to go there, stay in Athens, then go hop around the islands and do it all with points, to people that are going other parts of Europe to hit bucket list places. And then, you know, other people that more domestically have just been able to travel a whole lot more. Like if they've got friends and family that they've wanted to see, or like a wedding that are maybe like on the fence of like, I don't know if we can afford to go, like, now that they have points, they're like, yes, we can go. Hotel, that's easy. We can get hotel. So those have been fun things of like just the added extra benefits. And then even, you know, there's been a couple stories of people that have had sick family members that basically needed to almost kind of commute via airplane once a week for a couple months. And they basically like, we couldn't do this without points and miles. And so that's really, really cool to hear as well. And we've got couple other stories, like right now working on one is a grandmother of 7 who took like her whole family over to Switzerland for a trip. So that's fun as well to hear. And yeah, I think a lot of stories of Hawaii, because Hawaii is super popular destination, big dream trip for a lot of people who have never been there. And then other people getting creative. Recently had a guy that was doing like philanthropy, climbing Mount Hood. He got business class flights to go there, and then did this grueling adventure challenge. So I thought that was kind of funny. It contrasts both of those worlds.
Have nice comfort and then torture yourself on a grueling climb and then comfort on the way back home. Love that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think that we're wanting to do more and more of that. So in the coming months, you'll see we've got forming more of a way to share more and more success stories. So that's a big goal to continue to keep going with those.
So speaking of amazing stories, amazing travels, I know that you just got back from a 9-month adventure on the other side of the world. So I would love to hear about that trip, because when I first reached out to you for the opportunity to be on the podcast, you said, hey, would love to do it, but we're going to be gone for like 5 more months or whatever it was. I think it was the middle of your travels, which, I mean, I get your newsletter, so I should have known that you weren't, you know, this side of the world, but didn't click. Anyway, can you talk about that trip, the experience it was? Did you use points and miles to travel for that entire time? Did you rack up a bajillion miles to do it? Would love to hear just about the trip in general, not just the points, but the destinations, the experience, all of it.
Yeah. So we started like August 2023. We went to Australia for 3 months and then from there to New Zealand for 6 months. And it was our 1-year-old at the time and 5-year-old at the time as well. I think I've worked in nonprofits a lot and worked in Central America and always had a desire to kind of travel abroad, do longer term travel. And this was an opportunity to do something to experience as a family and kind of see like, what does this feel like to do a longer trip? And by no means did we like hop around all the time to different spots. That would have been completely, I think, impossible for my wife and I. But we basically kind of had a home base in Australia and a home base in New Zealand. As far as the points and miles, you know, when I would say it was a lot of thanks to COVID and being parents of young kids where we just, you know, we had these points, but we couldn't use them as much as we wanted. And we'd been trading off staying home and going with friends to take trips, but we'd just been accumulating the points and miles. And so when it came time to book this kind of trip, it was pretty much just what do we want to do and how do we want to do it? The points and miles are there. So the, you know, getting there was probably our best redemption ever. We booked lay flat business seats on Qantas from LA to Sydney. And that was like $800 with the taxes and fees plus the points. But the retail price was like $29,000. And it actually, our 1-year-old had her own seat, which was kind of embarrassing and weird, but it literally was cheaper to get her own seat than pay like for them. The lap infant fee would have been like 10% of the retail price of the ticket. So for her to be in one of our laps would have cost more than just getting her own seat. We definitely kind of spread across and crawling all over the seats, but that was really fun in and of itself. And so that was a very fun beginning to what was probably like the most stressful part of like, how are we going to actually get there all the way across the world with all of our stuff, with all the kids and all these long, super long travels. And that, you know, that was a really fun way to use points and get good value, but also make it as stress-free as possible. And then the rest of the trip, like our home base in Australia was like a smaller town, really like a beach town just north of the city of Cairns, which is in like the far north Queensland area, and incredibly beautiful area, kind of like a tropical landscapes like Hawaii, but also what I've seen in Costa Rica, where we had like rainforest mountains like going right into the ocean and the beach and all these small little towns and beaches that like just no one was on. Whereas if those beaches were in the US, they would be just packed to the max. And so that was super fun to be in that location. We took a few trips to different parts of that area. We stayed in Sydney for a little while. We actually flew in the day that the Women's World Cup final was going on. And that like came to mind like last minute. I was able to get a ticket and my wife stayed with the kids when everyone was like jet lagged. And I went out to the World Cup final and like just a couple hours after we landed, which was really, really fun. And then from Australia to New Zealand, we had our home base in the North Island. New Zealand has the North and South Island. South Island's a little more popular with tourists and has like the huge mountains and landscapes from Lord of the Rings. And then the North Island has a cool mix of some mountains, some like countryside where the Shire was in Lord of the Rings with the hobbits, and then also a lot of beach areas. And so we had some friends from grad school that lived there, and we decided to kind of live with them on their like land, which was kind of this like small farm area where like their in-laws lived as well. And we kind of like lived some in their in-laws' house when they were traveling, and then some all together, which was a crazy experience. With they had a 3, 5, and 7-year-old, and we had a 2 and a 5-year-old, but it also, you looked out and it would literally was the countryside of like the hobbits lived in. With they had sheep, there were sheep everywhere, the like amazing green hillside landscapes, tons of things to do and explore, and you know, people super friendly. So we kind of did normal life there in many ways, but then we took a lot of different trips. Definitely a big highlight was going to Queenstown in the South Island, which is kind of a launch pad for a lot of people that travel there with incredible things to do, just endless with the mountains. And Milford Sound is a famous spot where you can take a plane through mountains and then get to a boat where you go out through kind of like a fjord that then goes to the open ocean, and the mountains are just like all around you, hard to kind of like fathom how big they are, and just kind of landscapes and things like that all the time. Not too crowded just because it's so far away and there weren't that many tourists, all these different spots. So, you know, we had our kids went to daycare a little bit in Australia and New Zealand, have really good like early childhood education, which we were like super sad to leave because they did like, it was so much fun for them and they did great job. And the classrooms were like inside, outside, and amazing teachers. And our kids like ended up having little like New Zealand / Australian accents by the end of it. And so it was a really cool adventure, challenging times for sure as a family with young kids, but really cool to do it. And in terms of the points and miles, definitely had great flights on the front and back end. And then in the middle, when we do those other trips, we would be able to use points. There's a really cool Park Hyatt in Auckland, New Zealand, like right on the water. That's a pretty good rate. And then Sydney has a couple of really good hotels as well. So we kind of bounced around between Marriott, Hilton. There's a cool Hilton resort in Queenstown in New Zealand. And so we bounced around using some of the brands and then also used just like the Chase portal to get non-brands for other hotels in between. And then doing some flights in inter-island or across Australia and New Zealand, we're able to use points and miles as well. So we definitely had our everyday living expenses that were similar to back at home and probably even a little more affordable because the exchange rate was really good. But the extra travel is able to do points and miles. And then the beyond that, my wife let me go to Japan for 5 days because I've never been that close to Japan. We were in Northeast Australia. And so that was super fun and like stayed in Kyoto area and Tokyo and like 5-star hotels, which they're like famous for, with super high quality, and was able to use points for all those. And that was incredibly fun. And then on our way back, we took our time and went to Fiji for 10 days and then Hawaii for about 10 days and then all the way back to Denver. And those were awesome as well. We used points for this resort. That was an SLH Hyatt property, and I think it's no longer part of Hyatt, but it was inclusive of babysitting for every kid between the age of like 2 and 10 years old from the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And so anyone with kids, that's like jaw-dropping. Fiji is known for loving kids and great culture with kids. And so like we didn't use them all the time, but each of our kids had a nanny that was with them all the time, and they had things to do there as well. So that was amazing to like just use a regular Hyatt redemption and have two nannies every single day with that. And then Hawaii, we stayed at a Marriott and also a Hyatt. So definitely fun to go through those. And we still continue to get cars while we were away and, you know, basically able to refill those points and miles that we used. So that was always one of the coolest parts of points and miles for me, is like getting like a really cool redemption. And then when you come back, like refueling and getting more so that you realize like you can do something like that again.
Really incredible story, really incredible trip. I love how you capped it off with just time in Fiji, time in Hawaii, and then staying at a Hyatt where you just get nanny service all inclusive for what, almost 12 hours. That's I don't have kids, but that just sounds unreal regardless. So super cool, Zach. This has been awesome. As we start to wrap up a little bit here, I'd love to hear, are there any upcoming features or developments that you want to tease that's coming to the Travel Freely app for all the listeners that are already fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think we always try to put a lot of energy into what's next, but make sure it's something that would be great for the users. So we've got a few ideas we're working on. One is improving the Car Genie and recommendations with a few like kind of smaller tweaks that should be fun to help people kind of map out the cards they want and be a little bit more clear on their favorite cards, I guess I would say. And then definitely working on some cool kind of travel centric things within the app that can help inspire people and track their travels. Yeah, we're trying to also build our own team to create some fun content that just celebrates those success stories and do some more videos and things like that that we just haven't had the bandwidth for previously. So it should be fun coming up here to be able to share some of the stories and go in more depth of what people are doing with their points and miles.
Awesome, Zach. I absolutely love it. So, Zach, any last tips, advice for those, whether it's utilizing the app or just newcomers to points and miles in general, any tips, strategies, advice that you would give for those that are listening to this podcast, they're in this world, and they know there's a lot of information out there, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things is to realize that it really isn't that hard and anyone could do it. And I think along with that, realizing just focus on the very next best card that you could get, whether you don't have any travel cards or you have a few. And if you really don't have a lot of experience with it, get one of the best cards, hit your bonus, get those points, use them for some free travel and figure out like how easy or hard that was for you. Don't jump in the deep end and go crazy right off the bat. Like, keep it really simple, get that first card, actually use the points and miles, and know that if it goes well and you getting the hang of it, there's a whole lot more out there. There's no need to have that kind of paralysis of analysis or stress at the beginning. You know, keep it simple. There's so many cool content creators and people out there with really good beginner's guides or tips and tricks that you can track. So try to find some that you resonate, maybe some that are in line with the kind of travel you want to do, and, you know, keep learning. But don't feel like you have to know everything. To be honest, I don't think the value is there. If you'd spend a million hours, you know, trying to learn every little thing, the person that just spends a few hours a month is still getting an amazing amount of value compared to the person that is, you know, still using their debit card or still using that same credit card they've had for 5, 6, 7 years. So definitely, yeah, don't be intimidated by it. And little by little, all that stuff, you know, adds up and you can definitely do it. So there's every reason in the world these days to get started. And even on the redemption side, that used to be an incredibly sort of challenging thing to get maximum value or know some of the insider things people are doing. But there's all sorts of search tools now that will simplify that process to tell you, you know, what points you need to get to where you're going. So that side of it is even easy as well.
Awesome, Zach. Well, thank you so much for today. Where can the listeners connect with you? And we're going to absolutely put the link out there for the Travel Freely app, of course. But any other opportunities or ways that the listeners can connect with you directly?
Yeah, the website's travelfreely.com. Just search Travel Freely in the app stores or on Instagram. It's iTravelFreely is our handle. So those are the main spots.
Perfect. Last two questions for you. The first, who else do you think we should have on the show in the space of either travel or points and miles?
Yeah, I mean, one of my absolute favorites in the blog that actually got me started was Frequent Miler, and their team has grown a little bit over the years. They're really the original ones that always posted the best offers. So they're kind of the ones responsible for us doing that as well, following their lead. And they do a bunch of different challenges over the years that are pretty fun, and they've got a bunch of stories, and they do a really cool job, I think, of going really advanced with some of the fun things you can do with points and miles, but they write about it in a pretty accessible way. That was the reason I was able to get started, was I could just read what they're saying and track with it. So that would be one that's on the top of my mind, because they've got a cool like million mile challenge they're doing right now that, you know, takes some pretty advanced skills, and they've been learning a lot through the process too. But one other that I thought of would be one you wouldn't want to share on the podcast or something that may have a cool intersection as well. One of the guys I got to meet as part of my travels in New Zealand was Spencer Reese, who has a podcast and site called Military Money Manual. And he used to be in the Air Force. He was a pilot. And then after that, started this site to help active duty military families understand points and miles and some of the advantages there. But he also has a really strong background in like personal finance and has taken some classes on trying to help people from more of the financial counseling side of things. He could be of interest, really fun, like smart guy that could share a lot for your audience as well, I would say.
Awesome. Zach, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No, thanks. Thanks for having me, DeAndre. It's great to be with you. And I appreciate kind of the mission you have with personal finance and financial responsibility and the travel. It's a pretty awesome full circle thing for people out there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It is fun, as we were talking offline, right? It's an opportunity for people to be able to revolutionize their travels. We work with clients so that they can take dream destinations to go to incredible places and not have to have that incredible cost, which then allows them to put money back into their own personal goals or investments or retirement or whatever it may be. But you have the app that makes it easier for people to do and follow along. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Zach, well, this was amazing. A huge thank you to yourself for taking the time to come on our show. I know you're a really busy guy and you're working with such an incredible app. For the listeners out there, make sure to check out the Travel Freely app. I can't stress this enough. They make it so much easier for you to do the points and miles game and to do it effectively and to succeed in growing in points and revolutionizing your travels to go to amazing places. As always, don't forget to subscribe to our show if you haven't already. Give us a rating, tell your friends, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.